Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Wow, we have covered much ground these last six Sundays. Many, many critical, deep spiritual truths have been shared, and I promise you, my friend, if you embrace them, I promise they will change your perspective and will change your life. If our thoughts are changed, then our lifestyle will follow suit. Let me say that again. If our thoughts are changed, then our lifestyle will follow suit. Last Sunday, we saw unity is the way God desires we walk with Him and our brothers and our sisters, even our friends. But the end of the commandment of love is to speak the truth in love so that they, those who know not truth, may grow up unto Him in all things, which is the head, even Christ Jesus. You know, my friend, without speaking the truth to those who operate in non-truth or even in darkness only means we truly do not care for them. But notice the goal is not to grow up, but to grow up into Him in all things. Truth is the way to grow in God and in that spiritual growth and development that He's looking for in our lives. Our words and our ways must be based on God's Word, the source of all truth, and must be projected out from all the world to see. If not, then we lie, and the truth is not in us. Now, this week we will continue along the same lines as we finish up the four reasons for unity. And quickly we'll do a review of those four, for those four reasons. And the first one is no schism within the body of Christ, or no church splits. Number two is so that the members can care for each other. What a great thought. And number three, to share in joy and in suffering. And number four, to unite our efforts and resources together for the common goal of spreading the gospel and nothing else. You know, my friend, in most churches, the gospel is seldom shared. Everything else is shared, but the gospel doesn't really get its proper place. Paul tells us we are to forbear one another in love. Now listen, my friend, all relationships that we desire to deepen will be tested. Oh, I'm going to say that again. All relationships that we desire to deepen will be tested. I promise you, God will see to that. But our imperfections will also put a strain on these relationships. And unless we meet these imperfections with the grace of God and the unity within the body of Christ, we will fail the test every time. And the result will be broken relationship after broken relationship, or yet again, another church split or schism. Unity in grace and love covers our imperfections as God deals in our lives and He works in us. Unity enables us to be corrected without fear of reprisal and being restored back to the body of Christ. In 1 Peter 4 and 8, Brother Peter says, above all things, have fervent love among yourselves, for the love shall cover the multitude of sins. Now, Peter was not talking about God's love. Oh, no. God's love takes away sin. In John 1:29, John says these words. He's talking about Jesus here. Behold, I can see him pointing. Behold, the Lamb of God, which taketh away the sins of the world. God's love takes away sin. But Peter is talking about covering sins. Well, if not God's love, then whose love is Peter talking about? Peter is talking about our love, your love, my love, the love that we have allowed God to build in our lives. And when our brothers or our sisters or our spouse, our friends, does or says something to offend us, the love that we have allowed God to build in our lives, it swells up and it covers our heart. It rises up and covers our ears. Then we can walk in the truth found in Psalms 119:165. Oh, I love this verse. Great peace have they that keep the law, and nothing shall offend thee. Wow, did you get that? Great peace have they that keep the law, and nothing shall offend thee. Did you know that we cannot be offended if there is no offense in us? Now, let me say that again. Did you know we cannot be offended if there is no offense in us? God took me to a special needs orphanage in Romania to teach me that lesson. But when we get offended, our spouse at our spouse or our friends or our family, our brothers or our sisters, it is their words or their deeds. They reach out and they touch the offense in our heart. And then out of our mouth, then speaks our heart. We must allow God to work in our lives, to drive the offense in us out as far as the east is from the west. If not, then we may leave the local body which whom we have gathered to find something more acceptable, not to our good, but to our lack. In these cases, unless God moves us, we almost always move from a place of spiritual provision to a spiritual place to satisfy our lack. And in leaving, we will take our imperfections with us, and those imperfections will cause future problems in the next group we join. Most often, people in such spiritual lack and need leave looking for a church that will not expose them. In these cases, all we do is bring greater lack and need to another church or to another group. No, my friend, we must allow God to deal with our lack through His dealings and His judgments in our lives. God's heart is to so work in our lives, building unity in us and in our spouse, in our brothers and our sisters and our friends, and maybe even in our enemies. If we can keep our eyes on the Lord and keep our heart out of the world, keep our eyes on the Lord and our heart out of the world, then we'll be able to follow Jesus. In John 21, 20 through 22, there is a wonderful story that centers on Peter getting offended at John. In verse 20, Peter sees the disciples. He says, whom Jesus loved. Wow. The disciple that laid his head on the breast of Jesus. And of course, that would be John. So in verse 21, Peter says to Jesus, and what shall this man do? Wow. Peter was so offended at John, he didn't call him John. He said, this man. But Jesus replies to Peter in verse 22, if I will that he, talking about John, tarry till I come back, what is it to thee? Now, here is the message, my friend. Follow thou me. What does it matter what your brother or your sister does? What does it matter what the fake Bible teachers on TV do and all of the craziness that we see in the world today? What does it matter even what's going on in Washington, D.C. with all of the foolishness there? What matters is, are we following Jesus? Are we doing those things that He has told us to do so that we can come together in the Spirit, in that bond of peace where the work of unity can be built in us? There, in that place, David wrote in Psalms 133 and 1, behold how good and how pleasant it is, brethren, to dwell together in unity. Then in verse 3, it ends, for there, my friend, the Lord commandeth the blessing, even life forevermore. You know, the command of life was not given from the precious anointing oil, and nor from the dew from Hermon and all of the dew from as it descended down on Mount Zion, which is found in verses 2 and 3. But the blessing, even life forevermore, was commanded there in that place of unity, my friend. Wow. Next week we will go ahead and start to look at the production of God's unity, the production of God's unity, or what is produced in God's unity in us. Amen. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you'll have a wonderful day, and hoping this teaching is finding a place in your heart that will draw you closer to our Heavenly Father and building a greater amount of unity in your life. So until next Sunday, this is David Stahl, hoping you have a wonderful week. Amen.